This. Guys, what's up? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. I am in Washington, D.C., which is super random, by the way, because I wasn't even supposed to be here this weekend. I was in New York City for Thanksgiving. I had the best time. I actually went and spent Thanksgiving with my buddy Adam Duritz from Counting Crows, who is going to be on the next episode of Date Fails, which I can't wait for. But then Donnell Rawlings, who I'm now co-hosting another podcast with, the Donnell Rawlings Show. He was headlining the DC Improv. He said, if you want to take the train from New York to DC, I can put you up on stage and you can make a little extra cash. And so I went and did it. And I did two shows tonight in DC. By the way, the train is dope. If you've never taken a train from New York to DC, it's beautiful. There's no food or coffee, but the ride is nice. Anyway, so now I'm here. DC Improv. Great shows tonight. After the shows, we went to a bar across the street, and we were hanging out with audience, and I met these two dope chicks. And you guys know when I'm on the road and I meet cool girls or guys, I love pulling them onto the podcast. So I started talking to these two girls, and they are just cool. And interesting, both of you are fascinating people. They love the show, so that made me like them immediately.
What's up?
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Now, here's the thing about you two. I don't know. Can I say what you both do for a living?
No, just kidding. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna let you introduce yourselves however you want the audience to know you. But go ahead. But please tell them your interesting jobs.
So what's up? My name's Elaine. I am a stripper.
Are you doing an accent, a southern accent?
I was just about to say something.
My name's Elaine. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from?
It's funny when I'm drinking, it comes out. Actually, it's funny. I'm not trying to.
You're not even really drinking anything severe. You're drinking hard seltzer.
Hard seltzer. You know, I go hard in the paint.
It's not even White Claw.
It's like the Costco brand.
I'm Elaine. I'm a stripper. I strip. I'm also a nurse. So Elaine is my stripper name.
Which, by the way, is the most cliche, like, stripper nurse.
It's like kindergarten teacher.
It's like stripper. Chocolate marshmallows.
What are
those candy stripers?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you ever do a candy striper character when you strip at the club?
No. And I've never, ever dressed up like a nurse.
Do you ever wear lingerie underwear, like your scrubs?
No.
Why?
No.
I think it's sick. Literally,
type of disrespect in a way, because like I respect what I do really a lot.
Fair enough.
I do too. The stripping. I'm kidding. And the nursing.
Fuck the nursing.
I respect both equally.
No, I just, even before a stripper, I thought that was the stupidest thing. I was like so against it. I was dating this guy at the time, and we both worked at the nursing home. And I remember we were out for Halloween, and all these girls were dressed as nurses, and I was like, fuck y'all. Like, you have no idea how much it took to go to nursing school. And now, like, I'm a little slut dressed in, like,
wait
nothing.
A minute. You were mad at the girls dressing as nurses because you're like, you don't understand how hard the work is
and
of
then
being
now
a
I'm
nurse?
Them. Like, just not dresses.
What have you been for Halloween in the past?
Like, slutty cat.
You know how much work it is to be a cat?
Schoolgirl. No, I'm kidding.
What have you really been?
I actually was Snow White this year, which is pretty spot on because that's my look.
You do look like Snow White.
I just do my hair huge. Like,
do you think Snow White ever had an orgy with those dwarves?
Fuck yeah.
Real talk?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
That's why I think she had the dwarves.
Yeah. I mean, why else would you keep seven fucking men around?
They were sex slaves.
You don't need them anymore.
Absolutely.
Dude, I wish I had a bunch of dwarves.
Dude, right? Like,
you could
no
tell
talk.
Them to do all kinds
like, you know what
that's
I hear,
like,
too?
An extra 14 pairs of hands.
I hear that,
are you
like,
fucking kidding
no
me?
No matter how short they are, the dick stays, like, relative to, like...
I've seen it.
No.
Yeah.
Yo.
I didn't hook up with
so
a dwarf.
What's the statistics of, like... Fucking seven dwarf dicks. Come on.
What do you mean statistics? Like
well,
how many?
It's an orgy.
At
but
least
like, are the dicks
one of them
quality size?
Good? That's what I'm saying. What's the statistics of the sizes?
No, if they're dwarves, they have normal sized dicks.
Yes, so but they're still human. So, so I'm saying that like they're still gonna have short dicks, small dicks, like regular men.
Oh, right, you're
so,
right.
Like, what are the statistics?
But they're dwarfs, so exactly. A small dick on a dwarf would
it's
still
like
look pretty big,
like,
right?
Yeah, the tip of my pinky or like the whole pinky?
Maybe an Asian dwarf might
okay,
have
a... Okay, what type of guys are you fucking, first off?
Let's, like, Google this and see what... Because I have a friend who's a dwarf, and I've seen his, and it's a nice, normal size. It's big.
I... Are you ready?
No.
Okay, for what?
Now I am.
I am.
You've slept with seven dwarfs at
with
once.
With a quadriplegic guy.
Well, that's cool.
Wait, but how? If he's quadriplegic?
Right?
Does the dick move?
Like Joe Swanson for Family
Is
Guy?
It?
I love that you picked a cartoon.
All right.
I was gonna say like Christopher Reeves, and you went straight to a cartoon.
No, it worked. It.
Of course, it worked.
It obviously. Well, but I just
did
play
he feel
with
anything?
Skin and like no. Yes, of course he did.
How like, could he feel that?
He was only. It was in different places so that it could still work.
Fuck? Wait,
wait,
hey,
wait!
Pause.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You need to explain this.
Yes.
Did you say pause right. Like you want me to pause the podcast?
No, like absolutely explain in detail.
Yeah,
Lord.
What do you mean his dick was in different places?
I'm confused.
Not in different places. It was like his quadriplegia was in different places. It was like not
like
one,
Joe Swanson.
Two, three, four. It was like in different spots.
First of all,
body.
Hold the microphone in one Sorry. Place. And
I'm
secondly,
moving it all around,
do you
like,
know what a quadriplegic is?
100%. I'm a nurse. He told me he was a quadriplegic. He's in a wheelchair. I met him while he was in a wheelchair.
He said it to fuck.
He said it to fuck?
Nah.
Yo,
he's like, yo, girl,
duped.
You ever had a fetish?
Let's call him up. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, actually, what do you mean his quadriplegia moved around?
So you can have, like, partial. It was not. He told me he was a quadriplegic. I'm telling you, man. Like,
you're
I'm
a
not
nurse.
Making this up. Yes.
You didn't poke anything. See, like reflex.
So he couldn't move his legs. Like he moved his legs with one hand, one arm. One
hey,
arm.
I could fake
one
not
arm
move
had...
my legs too.
No, he peed the bed, guys.
Why'd you make that noise?
No.
Was that your quadriplegic sound?
That was me.
That was
no,
so offensive.
I knew it was real. He peed the bed. I had to say that. No, it was real. He wouldn't accidentally do that for real. Like,
well, that might just be because of other things.
Maybe it's a fetish. You're right. I don't know.
Or
no, we're getting into a different subject. But
no,
I'm
we're
just
not.
Saying it was real.
This is a great subject.
Also,
yeah.
Side note: we still didn't introduce me, so I'm just an anonymous.
We're going
ghost
to.
Oh,
no,
right.
We're going to introduce you definitely. But I need to understand how this guy duped you into believing he was a quadriplegic.
He is. So I actually met him at a Shake Shack here in DC. they were with a bunch of disabled kids, like a bunch, wheelchairs, walkers. They were all there. It was
okay.
For a disability conference.
That's cool.
I was disabled for a year and I was like, yo, what's up? Like I was in a wheelchair and a walker for a year. What's good? And they were like, oh, we're here for a conference. And I was like, what's up? How y'all doing? Like, I don't use one right now, but like, what, why are you all together? Like, we don't usually just hang
you
out together.
Link up.
I mean, you guys are out of the house, so trust me, you're doing something right now. I'm not ignorant.
You saw a crew of people in wheelchairs at Shake Shack.
Disabled people.
You
so
wondered
here.
Why they were together.
Yeah, I asked them, because I was disabled, like, just out of my disabled period, and I was like, what's going on? Why are you guys all together?
I would assume it was like a Special Olympics field trip.
But... they weren't, though. So, I actually went back to their hotel.
At the end of the relay.
I went back to their hotel. I smoked them all up.
Okay, so you're all at Shake Shack. And then what?
Yeah, so I was like, so I know you guys are here for something because you guys are out of bed. And actually, I'm telling you, I was chronically ill. I know how it is.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass to
of course.
Get out of bed. So, I was like, why are you out of bed? No, I'm just kidding. I was like, what's up? So they were like, oh, we're all here for a conference. And I said, what conference? And they said, it's a disabilities conference. They gave me a lot of references. And they were like, hey, we're going to go back to our hotel. Do you want to hang with us? And I was like, yeah, sure. That's cool.
So when you say they, like the whole group?
Like, yeah, the whole group. The whole group staying at the same hotel.
Okay.
They all had different assistive devices. Some had a wheelchair, one had a walker, braces, like all different things. And I had a wheelchair and a walker, so I wasn't like freaked out about it. So I went to the hotel with them, and we went to one hotel room, and it was a bunch of us. They all had huge hotel rooms because they were all disabled.
Did they take the stairs?
Rude.
Most definitely not.
Of course they didn't. Now, we here's my question, though. What ages of people were in the hotel room that you went to?
They were like...
Like, no kids, right?
No.
Okay,
no,
good. No, that creeped me out.
Nah, they were all, like, definitely 18 and older.
Okay, so now
like
what?
30.
So you're in the room.
And then I was like, y'all want to smoke weed?
Was it men and women?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you all smoke weed?
Yeah, we all did. We all had all the disabilities, though. It kind of crossed between CBD and THC, though, in different ways. Some people actually said they didn't smoke, but used, you know? So
yeah.
It's just interesting. So we all hung out. They all drank, too, which is interesting.
So you got them a little drunk, too?
Yeah. No, we all, they all.
You're a great nurse.
Yeah, right?
She's the best nurse. She's
the
like,
disabled nurse. You'll learn a lot from the disabled nurse, man.
Okay. Okay, so cut to how you hook up with this dude.
Okay. So, I met him that night. We didn't hook up that night. We were, like, kissing and stuff. And then another night, I was in a town over. We were together.
So you kept hanging with this guy. Hung out twice.
Yeah,
that's
the
cool.
Next day, we had a vibe.
She liked him.
We had a vibe, but...
But he told you he was
nowadays,
paralyzed?
If I met him, it wouldn't quite be like that. I don't know. I just... Not the same kind of vibe. Mm. I think it was just like...
In the moment?
Fresh off the walker.
Well, you were just done being handicapped.
Disabled.
Okay.
My handicap parking and everything. It's just... All of it. It's a big lifestyle change. So
that part of it sounds pretty all right.
No, it is. It VIP yeah. part. That's actually the only highlight.
That's the only perk.
So I gotta throw that one out there. Yeah. You know, holla.
Was this guy cute?
I mean,
that's a long pause.
He wasn't bad looking. It was weird. It's just a weird mindset. Somebody who's gone through the same type of weird shit that you've gone through. That did.
Of course, you have so much in common. It's like when you meet another comedian.
I mean, I'm not a quadriplegic. So it's not quite the same.
Well, neither was he, apparently.
I guess, I don't know, man. If we got him on here, he'd tell you he is.
Quadriplegic everywhere except my dick.
Right? I don't know.
I think that your dick can still get hard, but I don't think you could feel it.
So, no, even as a nurse, you can have an AKA, like above the knee amputation, and even, like, you can still, it's happened. Even with fake dicks, like fake implants, like I've seen the fake dicks.
Fake dicks.
When I worked in Southern Virginia, your face.
You're like,
fake dicks and quadriplegic dicks?
No, I'm just
what
thinking.
What do I think about right now?
I'm just thinking, as you're saying all these different things, I'm thinking that an amputee is not the same as paralyzed with no feelings.
Like so you were about to fuck.
Anyway, so we were about to fuck and I just didn't. We actually drank. Hang on. All right.
So you didn't fuck?
Pause.
Okay, pausing. Okay, that was hilarious. She's like, wait, can we pause? And then we paused. And then she was like, I'm sorry. I just took a hit of a joint and that weed kind of made me not remember the whole story.
Done.
And then we're like, wait, tell this part on the podcast. So what? Okay, so now you're not sure.
Listen.
Talking to your mic.
Listen.
That's exactly why we stopped smoking weed on the Church of What's Happening Now, by the way, because this is what happens.
All right. I'll listen to you now. So, pretty much, we were drinking, this guy and I, from the group, met up the next day. Right? We drank a few beers after a couple shots. All right? He's a quadriplegic. I knew this.
Allegedly.
We messed around a little bit in bed. I don't think we actually fucked, though. I think we messed around and I blew him.
When you say in bed, do you mean in the wheelchair?
No, like, he actually knows how to, like, move himself out of the wheelchair into bed.
What?
Like,
did it get hard?
When you it wasn't all the way hard. Like, it kind of, it was, like, semi-hard. Like, that's why I didn't fuck him, because I knew it wasn't, you're not going to fuck a soft dick.
Do you think it was whiskey, like, dick or quadriplegic?
No. It wasn't, like, we didn't drink that much.
So, did you know if he felt feeling in his dick?
Yeah, he told me he felt it.
Because my hypothesis, which I think would be fucked up but funny, is like, close your eyes, sweetie. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he leans back and closes his eyes, and then you just don't do anything. You go, does that feel good?
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, like, you trick him because he can't feel it? That's terrible. Right.
He is the ultimate pillow princess. Understood. It's just,
I wonder what he could feel. I'm actually very curious now to Google it.
He's very open about it too. He was very, because he knew I was a nurse. He knew I was disabled at a point, so it was really interesting. The only weird thing is, the next morning, I woke up and the whole bed was wet.
Like,
and I was like, yeah, I thought I peed the bed at first, and then I realized it was him.
You thought you peed the bed?
I didn't know. I mean, it was kind of wet, like, off the right side of my leg. And, I mean, I just kind of, not assumed, but
so
you
he's
always
a squirter.
Think you, right?
He's a squirter.
I'm a squirter. But I knew that didn't happen.
Do you think that maybe he had a nocturnal emission because you turned him on?
No, it was so wet. The entire bed was drenched because he had too much beer, and he can't have beer because he's a quadriplegic and it'll go right through him. And then it happened again. It happened two times.
You're
after
crazy.
We
should know the story.
I'm telling you, after the ladies came and replaced the sheets, it happened again right after. And I was like, yeah. I gotta go.
This is a sad ending to this story.
It wasn't a happy ending.
I feel so bad about it. Like, this, honestly, I feel like... sad, but I mean, on the bright side, he probably doesn't get laid super often.
He probably
tried.
It wasn't the worst experience he's ever had.
Oh my God, why did this end on a sad note? I'm over here making inappropriate jokes.
Yeah. Like, did he come at all?
I don't think so.
Well, that's even sadder.
I feel like you owe him an orgasm at the minimum. Do you feel?
Bro, I owe you an orgasm. Is that like a? Is there like an IOU for that?
If there isn't, there is now, because you owe that quadriplegic man.
But hold up, back it up. So if you think you owe him an orgasm, how many guys have you fucked when you haven't had an orgasm?
When you haven't had one, like the girl.
No, I'm pretty picky with that. I won't fuck you again.
So how many IOUs do I get?
No.
Wait, but she's saying the first time you didn't have an orgasm. How often does that happen to you?
All the time. What the fuck? Like
all the time?
Yes,
dude. I fake so many.
No,
like,
no, I don't.
And
really?
It's not even worth it anymore. Like,
wait, don't talk over each other. I want to hear what she say.
Like, I have faked so many orgasms. Like all.
What?
Yeah. So like for camera, it's like like, you know what I mean? But, like, when I'm at home or, like, fucking a guy, I'm, like, or a girl, like, I'm about, like, bitch, like, what guys don't understand is the clit is a very important key feature in a woman having an orgasm. And right. All these fucking bitches who are like, oh, yeah, vaginal stimulation. I'm like, bull honky. Like, no way, Josue.
Also, a lot of guys watch porn and they try to mimic what they see, but what they don't
maybe
realize.
I'm part of the problem.
Yeah, but you didn't even introduce yourself. Can you tell them?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. So, hi, my name's Mai. I'm the one making all these clearly inappropriate jokes over here. I kind of do porn, but I'm also a nerd and do IT. So, we got the stripper who's a nurse and the porn star who's an IT nerd. So, hello. What's up?
Yeah, that's what fascinated me actually about you two, both of you, is that she strips and is a nurse. You do porn and do IT. You're both really intelligent. I mean, she's high right now. She's smoked a lot of weed.
No way.
Yeah, you're pretty sober. But But, I mean, that's what struck me about the two of you. You're just so fascinating. And you are onto something, because I do think guys don't realize that porn is shot for visibility. Like, I used to date a porn actor, and I remember him saying, oh, it's so nice when I can just have sex with someone and not worry about, like, camera angles and making sure you can see. And, like, they have to, like, fuck chicks, like, kind of, like, at an angle so you can see. Yeah. So guys, I feel like, sometimes just mimic those, like, four or five moves they see on porn but have no clue what actually feels good, because it's completely different.
Yeah, totally. And it's just, it's something that now, as I'm sitting here, realize I was bitching about. I am 100% part of that issue. Sorry, ladies.
But that's not your fault.
No, I also think it's important for the ladies to be like, hey, this is what I want you to do. Or like, hey, I'm going to rub my clit while you, like, I don't know, finger me. Whatever, but make room. My fucking fingers are going down there too, so scooch.
I mean, actually, it is interesting, because I admit I've been guilty before of not necessarily saying that I don't like something a guy's doing, because I don't want to hurt his feelings, so I try to hint at it. And unless you really, like, for instance, you know those guys that when they go to play with your clit, it's almost like they're like it's too like hard. It's like, or they're like digging into one spot too hard, or whatever they're
doing. Or completely
doing.
Missing.
Well, yeah. That.
And just like rubbing your skin, you're like, hello?
That's not even a tease, man. Like,
that too.
This is just a rug burn. Yeah.
Or also, there are a lot of guys that, like, they think it's impressive if they like to do a certain thing. Like, oh, I love to eat pussy. But it's like, not every girl loves to have her pussy. And some girls like being fingered more. Some girls like you to play. Like, everybody's different.
Yeah.
So you got to ask them what they want. It's not about you.
Absolutely.
And for the record, every guy who I have ever been with who's like, yeah, I love to eat pussy. That's my Aaron Carter voice. That's literally what he sounds
like. A little
like.
Higher.
That's another story.
A little higher.
You slept with Aaron Carter?
No, but that's a story. So...
Okay, then.
Yeah, we'll
your voice
that.
Register has to be, like,
Lord.
An octave higher.
Okay, yeah. I love to eat pussy. That's
eat
it.
Pussy.
Yeah, that's it. And this is my kid's choice surfboard. Whatever. Anyway, so.
What did you just say?
I actually do follow Aaron Carter on Instagram.
Aaron Carter.
Guilty pleasure.
Anyway, back to the pussy eating. So, whenever a guy is like, yeah, I love eating pussy. I'm so good at it. Know how to make a girl fucking come. Bullshit.
Anytime they brag about it, they're never good at it.
Never good.
Never.
Or, like, the worst is when you just want some fucking dominant, like, choke me daddy sex, right? Like, spank me, pull my hair. Yes, please. And then they're like, I can do that for you. But then, like, they get there after all this fucking dirty talking.
Like,
and it's just like, and you're like, bitch, what is that vanilla weak ass? Good. Like,
that is so true. There's nothing worse than when a guy just, like, talks a big game, and then when he gets there, you're like, this is it. It's like when you're a kid and my parents used to be like, when I count to three, if you don't stop, I'm gonna spank you. 1, 2, 3. And then they'd make this big production about spanking you, and then it'd just be like a little teeny tap, and you're like, oh, they're scared. And which is good, probably. Right. You shouldn't
wrong daddy's
beat your kids
thing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want that for my parents. That's creepy. No. But you get the point. Like,
I'm saying for my story.
Tell me the Aaron Carter story.
Oh, God. Okay. So he had a show, without giving away too much of me. So he had a show like 2.5 years ago in the town I was living in. And me, with a very fucking keen habit of sliding into D-list celebrities' DMs and being successful at it, slid.
D-list.
So, D-list.
I'd say F-list for
okay.
Who the hell is Aaron Carter?
Fuck boy.
What is
he
even doing?
He has a face tattoo now. That's enough
he
said.
Is a...
He has a face
a
tattoo.
What was his claim to fame besides Nick Carter's brother? Was he a musician?
Aside from I Want Candy, it just...
What's I Want Candy? Was that a song?
And then Aaron's Party.
I Want Candy.
Okay.
I always try to be the fastest kid in the block.
So he was kind of like a pop star.
That's it.
Yes. He was a 2K pop star, pretty much.
He has a face tattoo.
We know.
That's okay.
Like, we're getting to that.
All
everyone,
that is,
like. So does every SoundCloud rapper boy. Anyway, so.
I'm telling you.
Justin Bieber has a lot of tattoos now.
And Justin Bieber's hot as fuck, but Aaron Carter's
not. Oh,
dude.
And married.
Justin, if you're listening to this, and? Hello, I'm single.
Justin is married.
Yeah, but also.
Okay, move back to Eric Carter.
Listen, it's 2019. Anything can happen.
I'm open for a threesome. Hello.
you aren't even saying who you are.
What's his last name, Haley?
I don't know.
Haley, I'll lick that.
Haley Baldwin.
Anyway, damn. Okay. So Aaron Carter had a show, slid into his Snapchat, sent him a booty pic. Boy responds within like 2 minutes, right? 2 fucking minutes. And he's like hand to chin, making that blue steel squinting eye look like, yeah, I'm intrigued. Send more. Like, you know what I mean? That look that a guy fucking sends on Snap. So then I send like another fucking pic and he starts to text me. And then eventually like back and forth, sends me his number and is like, let's FaceTime. So homeboy fucking FaceTimes me and I'm at my girlfriend's house, like not girlfriend, but like a friend. And we're both like trolling him at this point, like cracking the fuck up. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, he's fucking FaceTiming me right now. What the fuck do I do? So I answer it and I'm like, hey, like I'll call you back in 5 minutes. So I really got my car, raced my ass, 10 minutes, drove home as quick as I can. Just like be in my room so I could get naked. Cause I'm like,
you're going to FaceTime him naked?
I'm like, we have to FaceTime. Fuck. What else do you do with their car?
Holy shit. Like why wouldn't you really meet up with them?
Because, okay. So get that. He was going to have a show in my town in like 2 weeks. So I was preparing myself, right? Getting all hyped. I was like, hey, I live here. Let's fucking meet up. So anyway, right?
Holy shit.
It gets better.
You're the kind of girl like celebrities dream of when they get famous. Like this is exactly this is, like, why they get
what
famous.
Gets
them wet. Wow. Okay, go on.
Okay. So, race my ass
you're
home.
A D-list put celebrity's on... dream.
Yeah, I'm a fucking stalker. Just kidding.
Oh, you're way better than a stalker because you don't get near them. You just get naked on their FaceTime.
Yeah,
that's
all about it. They're all better. About it. Anyway, race my ass home, put on some sick ass lingerie, right? And I fucking FaceTime him back. This boy answers the phone. And note, this is like, okay, so picture 2 years ago Aaron Carter. Read the tabloids. He is anorexic. He is possibly bisexual. It's just a bunch of news. Like, you know how people say any type of publicity is publicity?
Yeah.
That was him. So any sort of like crazy ass shit you could think of Aaron Carter was like trying to put out there.
And you're still like, I'm gonna get naked for this motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm like, it's Aaron Carter. My like 2K like child in me is like screaming because like everyone had a fucking crush on this boy. Like the fucking hair. Oof. Anyway, so I answer the phone, he answers the phone, and he's like, hey, and I'm like, put on my sexy voice. I'm like, hey Aaron.
You're sexy boy.
So he's like fucking cracked out or some shit and he's like, yeah, so I'm not anorexic, I'm making pizza rolls, and like pops open his oven showing me his pizza rolls. He's like, and this is my Kids Choice Award surfboard and my mom painted that. And I'm like, what? I'm like shaking my head like,
oh my God.
So eventually we FaceTime fuck, and this is the best part, right?
Is this for real?
This is for real, and I could show you.
You screen recorded it?
Yes, I didn't screen record, but this is, okay, get this. This is before FaceTime told you could screenshot, right? It didn't give you the message yet. So we are FaceTime fucking, he whips out his dick. Naturally, I take a screenshot of his dick, but guess what else I do?
I don't know.
Send it to my girlfriends.
Of course.
On Snapchat, you know how you naturally. Could, hold on, I'll show you this as I'm doing it. On Snapchat, you know how you could make a sticker out of things?
Oh my. You have an Aaron Carter dick sticker.
I have an Aaron Carter dick sticker, and me and my girlfriends fucking post it everywhere. As soon as it loads, I'll show you. But so that's like.
I wish we were video. You guys.
Our mouths are just open looking.
Why is it
brown?
It was dark.
It's like 2.5 inches.
Okay, it's really small.
I think real life.
And it looks black in that photo, but it was dark in the room.
It was very dark. It was very dark.
That's erect.
What's?
That's erect. Wanking it.
I mean, I don't mean any disrespect to guys with small dicks or Aaron Carter, but if I was a famous man with a dick that size, I would not be getting on.
But like, here, ready? It's a sticker. I could kind of like make it big.
but it's really
it's not that big.
Pretty tiny.
Like, it's not favorable.
It's thick
to the eye.
So I'll say it's thick.
It's not favorable to the eye. How about let's just.
How many inches do you think that honestly is? 3.
Well, if we take the head and then measure it down the shaft, head width.
Hardly.
I feel guilty for body shaming Aaron Carter, but at the same time, he put his dick out here.
Send me a dick pic, and it was like a whole inch and a half.
Wait. There's more to this story.
It doesn't end there.
Okay.
So, not only was this 2.5 years ago, but ever since, every now and then I check up on him and slide into the Snapchats, and he'll answer because it's Aaron fucking Carter. What else is he doing?
Can we send him a selfie right now?
No.
We could.
No.
We're totally fucking.
Why not?
We'll do it when we're done.
Okay. Okay.
And see if he replies. That'll be the podcast photo.
Okay.
So
that'd be funny.
It was like a couple months ago now, and I was like at my friend's house, just like chilling. We're all drinking. I brought up this story of Aaron Carter's fucking dick. I'm like,
should.
It's for real. Watch, he'll answer. And he's like on tour at this point. I think it was over the summer. And I sent him a booty snap. That's like how I slide, booty snap. And they're like, he's like, oh, just finished tour. Like that was fucking like of his face, like. I don't know if you ever watch his Snapchat stories, but he always takes it from below, squinting as if like.
No one watches his Snapchat stories.
I watch his Instagram stories, not a snap.
Wow.
That guy's crazy. I watch it for comicality. Exactly. Is that a word? Like, but it's actually really.
Like
funny.
Just a big oof.
No, comicality. Actually,
instead of like a Medusa tattoo, he should have just got oof on his forehead. Anyway, he sent like, yeah, so tired from tour. And I'm like, I bet I can wake you up. And he has a video, and it's somewhere in my camera roll, deep in the bowels. I'll look for it. He goes, please tell me how you could do that. And, like, I used my friend's phone because she's screaming. I'm screaming. And I recorded that on her phone so it wouldn't show I screen recorded because of Snapchat.
Oh, my God.
Everything I'm posting on, like, my Instagram story, and, like, everyone's like, ah, ha, ha. I even have a girl who follows me who's, like, Aaron Carter's ex. And she's like, yeah, pretty much.
We're looking at a photo right now of Aaron Carter, and I just want you guys to know he has a full face tattoo, neck tattoo, and he has like a skeleton tattooed on one hand.
I made a point about it, but until you see it, it's not real.
Is he doing the squint face?
Just like
he's not ugly.
No, he's not. His voice is just up here.
Also, he's a really tiny little man.
He's doing the squint face.
So his penis goes with his size.
A small.
Yeah.
Pee-pee.
I feel kind of sorry for him.
And
you think you would until you're like, wow, you're actually kind of like a fucking crackhead. And like,
I still follow him. I still actually watch his live because it's interesting because he goes, I want a black chick. And she goes, ha ha ha, Aaron.
Who's that? The girlfriend?
So, yeah, no. Facebook. I mean,
no, who on live says, ha ha ha, Aaron to him?
That girl, like, on Instagram Live. I happened to like accidentally click my. I'm trying to click my text and it goes, Aaron's live. And I was like, okay. I guess Aaron Carter's live. And it was just like, hey, I want a black chick. I want to start dating a black chick. And then it was this like mousy girl and she's like, hi, Aaron. Oh my god, is this happening, Aaron? Oh my god, oh my god. I'm at work. This is crazy.
You mean he, like, invited her into the live?
Yeah, in his live.
What are you doing? You're sending him a snap?
I'm taking a pic to Aaron Carter.
Oh, my God.
Wait, here.
Wait, fuck, that's Matt.
Should I?
She's literally taking a photo of her butt for Aaron.
Wait, do it again, though.
What, you want yours?
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to reply when he's awake.
Perfect. It's L.A. 3 hours behind us.
No, I think he was in Canada, didn't he?
Oh my god.
Good lord. You know, this has been the weirdest episode of this podcast of all time. I'm actually, believe it or not, getting tired because I took a train here today at 7 a.m. You two have had two of the most fascinating stories I've ever heard.
And those were my most
between boring. The quadriplegic and Aaron Carter.
Those are just some.
And his teeny tiny penis. Tomorrow night, stop moving your microphone. I can hear it. Tomorrow night, listen, tomorrow night, if you guys want to, maybe we can do some more because this was really fun. But I'm going to put this out as a shorty episode, like Aaron Carter's shorty pee-pee.
Oh, yay. Shit.
Do you guys want to plug anything before I close this down?
hey, if you want to see me naked, follow me on Twitter at mykawaiibabybitch. That's one word. M-A-I is how you spell my. Or my Snapchat is also mykawaiibaby.
How do you, kawaii like the island?
Okay, no.
Spell
okay,
the whole thing.
Like cute, because Japanese. So M-A-I-K-A-W-A-I-I-B-A-B-Y.
There it is.
For boom, nudes. Boom.
What about you, girl?
You can add me on Snapchat.
She's so stoned. She's you guys, I swear.
And what is your Snapchat?
Levinsonian.
I swear when I met these two, both of them, especially you, Nursey, she was so like with
so
it.
Social
I think it's great.
I smoke.
I think so it's great
when I'm
that
home,
you smoke.
I'm like, you know, I smoke.
I think you're a good person. You tried to fuck a... You took a whole group of handicapped dudes to your hotel room and at least tried to bang one. I feel like that's... And I don't mean any disrespect to handicapped people,
like,
but that's pretty
we
good.
We all need to get...
I agree. I'm
we
into trying
to get
it.
Fucked. We all need orgasms, and I'm just trying to pour more orgasms.
But he didn't have one.
But she tried.
She tried. A for
I tried. He tried. We tried, but I didn't pee the bed. So I think
that
I
we know of. No one really knows whose pee that was for sure.
Fair try enough. So hard, got so far, but in the end,
doesn't even matter.
On that note, Aaron Carter, apologies. I need to go to bed. You two are psychos, and I love you both.
Peace
thank
out,
you for doing this. They're going to love you.
Oh, wait. My Snapchat.
You said
Levinsonian. Levinsonian.
I can't even understand
if
what
you
you're saying.
Love.
Just send it to me. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Guys, this has been Date Fails. I'm exhausted. I love you. Go listen to the new Donnell Rawlings show, and I'll see you soon. Bye.